So we talked about any special name for the second cutting of grass or clover. Do you have any special name for that, any term for that?
I'm not familiar with that because I never did. I've been around none of that. I don't know what the second cutting would be.
We talked earlier about wheat. Did you have, what term would you have for?
I've never grown no wheat.
Never grown any?
No, sir.
We talked about hay, not wheat. Do you know what you call it when you tie wheat up into? You know what they call it?
Tying up fodder with corn stalks is shocks. But I don't know what you'd call wheat. Nothing like that.
And
you know what I mean in the process and like that. I saw it growing, but I don't know what you'd call it. Baling it, I reckon, if you're going to put it in a baled hay. I don't know there.
And let's see. Say you were talking about your crop or wheat or something. You might say you raised 40 watt per acre. 40.
I never did raise no wheat, but now corn.
How would you do that?
20 bushels or something like that to the acre. You're doing a good business here. Or maybe more. Just a good seed, and you make a right smart more than you would, stuff like that.
I'll ask you some kind of way to express things here. Say you were comparing how tall you were with somebody, you might say, well, he's not as tall as.
Well, you mean I'd say that he wasn't as tall as me, or I'm taller than the other person, or something like that. I say I'm 6 inches taller than my wife, something like that.
And let's see. Can you tell me about some of the kinds of bread that you used to make and used to eat around here?
My mother always made light bread, rolled, all that kind of stuff. She always made all that. We had to, biscuits, buttermilk biscuits, and everything else was made right at the house. Everything.
Yes, you make
corn pones and corn bread.
What's some of the different kinds of cornbread you made? Can you tell me about some of the different kinds?
Well, the only thing that I knew of was just regular cornbread or hush puppies or corn sticks and then a corn pone.
Was corn pone, was that different from a regular cornbread?
It wasn't different, but it was just a pone made up, and they baked it, and it. I don't know. Now, I don't know much about cooking now. You'll have to get me off of that.
Me either. Did you ever have a kind of cornbread that you might have greens or something cooked in with it in a cornbread? Did you ever?
Yeah, it's corn dodgers.
Yeah, corn dodgers.
And let's see, you said you had a
corn pone cooked on top of the stove.
Yeah, it's a corn pone.
Did you ever have that kind of cornbread that has a lot up in Tennessee that you have to dip it out with this? Spoon like it.
That is
mush.
Mush, we call it. Corn mush.
Cornmeal mush.
Cornmeal mush.
And did you ever see them when they fix cornbread, fix it up? Maybe we'll cook it in ashes, anything like that? Did you ever see any of them cook?
I've seen it cooked pan, but it was on hot ashes. But not have no ashes in it.
Dutch oven.
Dutch ovens, that's the way we cook it. My mother would.
So most of your bread was homemade bread?
Yeah, every bit of it. Had to be around in that my young days. There wasn't no such thing as bakeries here.
They didn't get any store-bought bread?
No, we'd all got the flour and the meal and made it ourselves. Or my mother did.
Let's see.